Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking on. Oh, by the way, I don't believe the Holy Spirit leads you around. It doesn't even lead you to eHarmony either. So this worked right into my sermon today. I thought, he's setting up my sermon. In Ephesians, look in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Holy Spirit, that's what we're talking about. The Holy Spirit has function here different than it does in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know that I believe this is uniquely different. You got it? And even in the first part of Paul's epistles, and I'm going to call them prison's epistles, perfect. I mean, Acts epistles. During the Acts epistles, the Roman letter, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, these are not in, they're in the canon order, not in the writing order. Galatians, 1st Ephesians, and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians are over here.
1st Ephesians.
No, I'm not saying for the people in the Ephesian letter that he's writing to, the first. Y'all with me? I'm not saying there's a first Ephesian. I'm saying the Ephesians he went to in the book of Acts, Acts 18. Not the one he's writing the letter to. And then the functionality here is even a little bit different. The Holy Spirit comes down in Acts chapter 2, and we're going to look at that a little bit in detail. And the function of the Spirit over here is a little bit different. So we're going to look at those things just a little bit. And I'm not feeling 100% still. Was a little off at the conference. I would covet your prayers. I have no idea what's wrong with me. But I'm prepared to go if he calls me home. And I'm looking forward to that, if that's what he wants. But I tried to eat today and been throwing up, and I have no idea. So my blood looks good. I'm just falling apart. Don't do drugs. That's what I recommend. I mean, pot's okay. Don't do the prescription drugs. That's what happens. Those will kill you. That's what killed me. At least Aptos almost killed me. That hydrocodone that they gave me for my teeth when they knocked my teeth out, that stuff works pretty good with my system. I'm joking. I thought that would get a laugh, and I'm like, everybody's going. All right, Ephesians chapter 1. I appreciate you joining us. In whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Okay, so one functionality of the body of spirit is what?
Sealing.
All right, now, I probably should have done this in a different order, but I'm going to make this number 2 if that's okay. I'm going to put number 1 up here. It's going to baptize you.
Okay.
Functionality. What does the Spirit do in this dispensation? Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and look at verse 13. Now this is different than the baptism with the Holy Ghost in Matthew. We're going to look at that next. I would get your Bible pen out. This is the Bible pen time. Verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into what?
One.
Who's the baptizer?
Spirit.
The Spirit. And we're plummeted into what?
The body.
One body. You know what body that is?
Body of Christ.
That's the body of Christ. That is, it's the baptizer. It isn't some preacher up there dunking you in water, baptizing you into water. It is the Spirit itself plummeting you into Christ. And by the way, That's what makes us identify with Christ. Look in Romans chapter 6 before we go look at there. Romans chapter 6. I appreciate y'all joining us and turning the pages and getting your Bible pens out and writing down notes. And this stuff's good stuff. Not because I preach it, but because the Word is good. I'm going to start in verse 3. In Romans 6, verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ... You know what I'd have right by that verse? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. I'd write it in. That's where it goes. That's when you're baptized into Christ. You were baptized into His death. When you got in Christ, guess what happened? When He died, guess what happened to you?
You died.
You died. So, well, I don't feel dead. Well, too bad. It's the way it is.
You need to.
Hey, yes. You need to feel dead. You have died with Christ. That's why Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. How did he get that way? He was baptized into Christ, identifying Him with the death, burial, and resurrection. That's why, hey, was Christ sitting at the right hand of God? Guess where I'm sitting? Absolutely. I'm in Christ. And so, the functionality of the Holy Spirit is to baptize you into the body and make you conformable. And that's why we don't have to walk around worrying about our sin. Why? Verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from what?
Sin.
Sin. Oh, wow. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Dead man walking. Y'all understand? Goner. I've already died. You cannot kill me again. What was that? How did that all happen? The functionality of the Holy Spirit. What did it do? It baptized me into Christ. You got it? That's a functionality. It seals us. It seals us. I want to get back to the sealing us. I got this back in order, and it's probably my sickness. And after I started thinking, well, that was the dumbest thing I've ever laid up there. Huh? What? Are you agreeing with me?
Yeah, she's agreeing with you.
You are such a silly woman.
Yeah, she
is. Not a bad-looking bitch, is it?
Oh,
wow. Where did my dog?
I know he's talking about the dog.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you would even think that. See, I was testing you. I was talking about my little dog on her lap.
Yeah, she's blushing.
Well, I never see the dog.
Oh.
He did that as a trick. Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you think I'd cuss. Ceiling. Go to Ephesians. I mean, I've never seen an eruption in a Bible class like that before. Ooh. Ooh. And that was proper terminology. That is a show bitch.
Oh.
It isn't just a regular bitch. That dog cost more than the first three cars I bought in my life. It doesn't go outside and don't feed it. It sits on a lap now. That's all it does. It's got a throne. Ephesians 1 verse 13. Now, Ephesians 1 again. Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, and whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed. I would underline the word seal and write Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. You got it? Great. If you don't, write it down. I know you guys are geniuses and brilliant, but you guys didn't know what a bitch was. Whew. That was kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I was just freaking out. You're pointing it the wrong way.
The evolution of the light.
Isn't that wild? I wish I'd have bought a male dog, then I could have said siren. You guys would have been okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Fred's having more fun than a man should be allowed to. He's finally, he can put down his cop gloves and just relax and be among some sinners.
I put those down a long time ago.
Hey man, brother, I pulled that murder thing on him at the conference. I told him I was a murderer. Place went silent. 300 people just... Ephesians 4, verse 30. Hey, listen, let me tell you what. The Spirit seals you. Seals you to what? To the day of redemption. Look at this, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of what?
Redemption.
That for you is this rapture, our catching out right there. You got it? Now, I understand rapture is not a Bible term. You know? But catching up is. And catching up is a rapture. They're synonyms. Isn't that what they're called?
Yes.
Synonyms. Alright, so you're sealed. You're baptized by it. And you're sealed by it. And the third thing is, can we shut this door?
Tell Rosita.
He's got it. It's just a little distracting for me.
Go
back to Ephesians chapter 1. The third thing. Ephesians 1, verse 14. I'm going to catch the last part of 13 first. That Holy Spirit of promise, which is the what?
Earnest.
What does earnest mean? It's the guarantee. It's the guarantee. So it's the functionality is the earnest of our inheritance. There's a guarantee. It's like saying, I'm giving it a guarantee. That's this. Are you going to have eternal life? Why? It's got earnest money on it. It's got earnest the Holy Spirit. And you've been sealed onto the day of redemption and you cannot lose this. But that is not true in Hebrews. You can have the Holy Spirit and lose it. It doesn't have a sealing. This is a non-sealing function. You got it? Over here, non-sealing. Ours is sealing. Theirs is non-sealing. Let me show you. Go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6. Functionality. That's what we're talking about. The Holy Spirit. What is the function? People are confused. Listen. People are going around saying the Holy Spirit is tugging on my heart. Really? You know? No, it's not tugging on your heart. And I'm going to show you a little bit about the Spirit. But the one thing it didn't do in Hebrews is it didn't seal them. You're sealed. People say, well, I don't give this thing about eternal life. Then you're stupid. Hebrews 6. Verse 4. You need a Bible pen. You guys got a Bible pen? Here we go. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. What does the enlightening talk about? Yep. That's what it's talking about. For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Got it?
Yes, sir.
And a taste of the good word of God. It didn't say junk. It was the word of God that they tasted of. And even and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again on repentance. Now I'm going to skip all the commas except the first one and the last one. You all understand comma clauses, right? The dog that was big and brown with big teeth ate me. Really, all you need to know is the dog got it. That's comma clause. You can take any commas out of there and it would still stay true. You got it? So that's what we're going to do. Verse 4. For it is possible, for it is how much? Impossible. Any slight chance?
No.
God says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Verse 6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. The people in Hebrews didn't have sealing functionality of the Holy Spirit. They could have tasted it, they could have spoke in tongues, they could have done all of those things and still lose it. And Brent, you never heard that, I can tell.
I don't know, I've never thought about that.
Now, you think about that for a minute, because this is going to get more and more detailed about Ananias and Sapphira. See, they had tasted of the heavenly gifts. They were baptized, and they did sell out. And by the way, people believe that water baptism saves you. It didn't save Ananias and Sapphira. Water baptism never saved anybody.
They just got wet.
No, they were being identified as priests, but very important. All right, go to
Acts.
No. Yeah, let's go. We'll go on to Acts. I was going to throw a verse in there, and I'm like, I'm not liking how that works. I don't do this with notes, guys. I do it from my studies. And I'm not studying for you. I hate to tell you that. I study for myself. You know? I would recommend you doing the same thing. Amen? Go to Acts chapter 4. Is this mid-Acts? Acts chapter 4. Alright, in Acts chapter 4, I want to start in around 30. Alright, 32 would be fine. 31 would have been okay. So let's do 31. And when they were prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You got it? They got the Holy Ghost. What did the Holy Ghost not do for them? Well, verse 32, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that the all of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. Why? They sold them out. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. Notice that they didn't witness of eHarmony here. God didn't care about eHarmony. You understand? He witnessed of the resurrection. Guys, I'm not here to witness you. I didn't drive 6.5 hours to tell you how I met Brenda. I told you, I came here to teach the Word of God. And that's what I'm interested in. Okay, you guys are going to have to learn quieter hand signals. I understood all that. Verse 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands and houses sold them. So these people were baptized in water. They were baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, right? And they sold out everything they had. It looked like things were going well. And they and laid them down at the apostles' feet. To the hey, I think that's a good idea.
You're a preacher, not a apostle.
I think I'm going to become an apostle tonight. But these people, if we look at chapter 5, verse 1, but a certain man named Ananias, the Sapphira's wife, sold a possession and kept that part of the price. Were they filled with the Holy Ghost?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's apparent that they were in that crown. Yes, they were. Well, guess what happens to them? They kept back part of that price, and they knew that they had sinned because they had lied. And the problem was Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, that says, if you sin willfully after that you receive the gift, guess what? There remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. So they had no ceiling. So guess what happened to them? They died. They died in judgment. And they died back here, but they were going to ultimately die over there anyway. Why? They had sinned. If you sinned willfully, the Holy Spirit didn't have a ceiling that they could seal you to, and boom, they're gone. Yes.
Is that where it comes in? Like the apostles had the power to
remit sin.
I'm going to go to that verse next. Absolutely. See, the Holy Spirit over in this functionality gave them no sealing power, okay? But gave them powers from on high, as we read in Hebrews. They could speak in tongues and do miracles and things that we can't do. So over here, I'm going to say that the Holy Spirit brought miracles and signs. That's what the Holy Spirit did over in this part. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it works there and there the same exact way.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want you to see that we have the sealing of the Holy Spirit, but we don't have what they have in John. Look in John 20, I think it's 21. That's funny. I get to turn and it's like John 20, 23. Their functionality is they had the ability. To do this, based upon 22, look at 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, everybody, receive the Holy Ghost. And whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Go back to Acts chapter 5. Isn't this fantastic, guys? I mean, this isn't the hokey-pokey stuff that's going in churches. Or should I say the Ed Gardner stuff. This is the way it is. You all don't know Ed Gardner, but he's a...
Garner.
He's a charismatic Mennonite. Oh, excuse me. Ooh, jump on me for the second thing. Look, we may not know what a bitch is, but we know what a Mennonite is. In Acts chapter 5, watch this. Verse 5. By the way, Acts 5, 5. 5 is the number of death. There's 5 letters in death. 5 letters in grave. 5 is the number of death. And Ananias, hearing these words, did what? Fell down and gave up the ghost. Now, he's not talking about the Holy Ghost. He's talking about the ghost, the person he was. Well, was he sealed? No, he wasn't. And so you got two different programs. One over here, sealed. One over here, what? Not sealed. Not sealed. I mean, listen, I travel all over. There are very few people teaching on this. And it is one of the biggest confusion in the church today. What is the Holy Spirit doing? Well, I'm trying to lay it out to you. Over here, and I went back in reverse order probably because I got it in my mind that way. We talked about the ceiling. This is what? Non-ceiling. And we saw an example of that, didn't we? But then I want you to see about the baptism function of it as well. Go to Matthew chapter 3. That's why if you don't rightly divide this Bible, you're in deep trouble. Study, study, study. Did you all get to sing as a group?
No.
I've got a hope in that. Ken, have you ever heard these girls sing?
No.
Oh, and the guys. I guess the guys are doing it too. Tonight, afterwards, just they do these a cappella things.
Extra $10 gets your pizza.
Is that your what?
Your
pizza. All right. I don't know what that is. Matthew chapter 3. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, as who was the baptizer over here?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost. Where were we baptized into, or what did we get baptized with? In the body, right? Identified with the body. A lot of people think the Acts 2 baptism is exactly the same as this one.
I got to tell me that.
A lot of people think that. They're just ignorant. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's just they need to know. Unless they become confrontational, then they're idiots. You know, because this Bible isn't going to let them go. This Bible is 100% right. Whether Barry is or not, it doesn't matter. This book
ignorance.
Is right. Huh?
You can fix ignorance.
Yeah, you can fix ignorance. Amen. You sure can.
Not always.
No, well, hey, listen. You
can fix
it.
Huh?
Yeah, you can fix. You can't fix stupidity. I'm kind of like with Bob. You can fix ignorance. I mean, if you're dumb, you can learn something. But if you're stupid, you're done. Verse 11, Matthew 3, verse 11, a verse you're familiar with. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Who's that?
John
the Baptist. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with
fire.
With fire. And those are two different baptisms. And by the way, I was corrected while preaching this a little bit yesterday while you all were having fun in Chattanooga. I was working. But you could actually be baptized in both.
The Holy Ghost and fire.
Ananias got the Holy Ghost.
And he got baptized.
And he's going to be baptized in fire.
That's right.
You got it? Because of the non-sealing factor.
So did the Holy Ghost tell them that not to do what they were going to do?
I guarantee you it had to.
Bob's got a question.
All right. What, Bob?
I have a question. Do you think this is a fulfillment of Ezekiel 36? Because it says there that when they get the full deal, that he's going to cause them to walk.
Yeah. I think the full deal is Ezekiel 36. Really, the reference is over to the kingdom for Israel.
So this is just a partial fulfillment?
Yeah. It was like pouring out of the Spirit as in Joel, which we're going to look at in just a minute. The Holy Ghost, the baptizer is who?
Holy Ghost.
Huh?
Where?
John the Baptist.
Christ is the baptizer. Okay? Let's try it again.
Sorry.
You missed it. Verse 11. What, Rosita?
Was John the Baptist different than Christ with the Holy Ghost and fire?
Yes, watch this. I'm going to show you that. That's what I'm about to step in and show you again. Watch the words. And this is why studying is important. If you just read over it fast, you're going to miss it.
That's right.
I. That's John the Baptist. John the Baptist. I indeed baptize you with water on a repentance. But he, that is Christ, that cometh after me, is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. And he, who's that? Christ, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And people say, well, I don't understand this Holy Ghost and fire. How many Pentecostals show the fire as the second blessing? Well, if they read the next verse, they wouldn't want anything to do with the fire. He says this, whose fan, now this is not a Titan fan. This is not a ceiling fan. This is a winnowing fan. Okay? And a winnowing fan is made to do one thing. Does anybody know what it does?
Separate the wheat from the chaff.
It's only to divide. That's all it is designed to do. What they do is, you know, have y'all been in, you guys are some farm kids around here. You ever been in a barn, you know, it didn't feel very breezy, but you step in the middle of that barn and your pants start flapping with the wind? Well, they would bring the wheat or the a barley or the whatever, and they would take it and throw it up in the air. And as it hit, the chaff on the outside would crack off. The next time they threw it up, because the chaff is so light, it would blow over. And the heavy wheat would fall direct. And they would do that until it was separated and clean. And then they would take the chaff and throw it into the fire because it was useless nothing. And they would gather the wheat into the garner. And that is what he's doing in that. Pretty good, wasn't it? So the ones that go in the garner are the ones that get the Holy Ghost. Does that guarantee you that crop's going to be good? It could still turn out bad, couldn't it? That's funny. You all got that now? Because they could still ultimately end up in the fire, couldn't they? Who's an example of that? That's right. They've done everything. They look like Joe Christian. I mean, if you thought Joe Christian was around, it was Ananias and his wife. It would have been like Roman and Carrie Miller. I mean, it would have been Joe Christian, you know? Gave you the shirt off your back until it became a grace believer.
Yep, now we're
going out
to.
Yeah. Get your own shirt.
Luke 6:30.
Y'all understand? Very important. He's going to baptize you. What does the word baptism have to do with it? The word baptism literally means to be identified with. You can use the word submersion. To be submerged. Why? You're identified with the water. How about Jesus Christ? Was he identified in death? He was submerged. I'll use another synonym. Overwhelmed in death. Starting to see the picture of what it is? These people are identified or overwhelmed with the Holy Ghost.
Well, all encompassing.
And they didn't even have to take thought.
Oh, I see.
I mean, they never had to even take thought. Look in Matthew chapter 10. That's not true of you. See, there is two functions of the Holy Ghost, and if you don't separate them, then you're going to say, well, should we be speaking in tongues? I mean, should we do those things? I mean, why can't we do that? And that's exactly the reason, and we'll get into John 14 a little bit tonight, I think. Just depends on time. You know, if we put the last sermon that I did on the Holy Ghost in this one, it should make a nice marriage. You should start to get the picture. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus Christ tells them, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speaketh, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. They were identified. They were overwhelmed with the Holy Ghost. They didn't have to take thought. They didn't have to consider anything. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to carry a Bible. They didn't have to go to a Bible class. They didn't have to go to Bible conferences. Whatever God wanted to give them, they got immediately. They didn't have to take thought. You got it. Direct.
And it will be like that again.
It will be just like that in the kingdom for them.
Hmm. Well.
Mike, we'll do that. Yeah, Mike asked for you guys to sing on Justin TV for him so he can hear you. Mike, we appreciate you joining in. He's from Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Functionality. So they didn't have to take thought. But you know what Paul tells you? You need to put right here, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 in your Bible and then turn there. Put it there. You're going to want it.
In Matthew
10:19. 10:19 and 20.
What was it again?
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Turn there next. Functionality of the Holy Spirit. Well, hang on. Before we go there, hang on. Write another verse there. Y'all still got Matthew? Put 1 John 2, verse 20 and 27. 1 John 2, 20 and 27. We're going to go there as well. In fact, let's go there first. Can we do that first? Go to 1 John 2 after that.
2 what?
20. 1 John 2, verse 20. See, the functionality, they didn't have to take thought. They didn't have to have Bible class. They didn't have anyone teach them. On and on. The Holy Spirit did all that. But in this dispensation, He's got me training faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And men in this class, listen to me. You're the next Bible teacher. Don't you understand it?
I always wondered why we couldn't do that.
What?
When we got asked about our religion, why we couldn't just answer it really plainly.
Yeah, isn't that weird? 1 John 2, verse 20.
Because of that verse there.
And you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
You know? Well, the functionality is they knew all things.
Don't think so.
I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles 37 real quick. Okay, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Because 2 Chronicles 37 doesn't exist. It's only 36 verses in 2 Chronicles.
Don't make a sense.
But you understand why I did that. The functionality, they wouldn't even have the thought. You know what immediately their spirit would have said?
It ain't there.
There is no 37. And you know, sometimes I use Hezekiah, but you guys wouldn't fall for that one. So I tried the 2 Chronicles 37. Still don't have it, do you? Very important, though, isn't it? Because that's the functionality of the Holy Spirit. So just as they had not to take thought of what they should speak, it's because it was given to them. They were possessed. Look at verse 27.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 1 John 2, 20, what?
27.
Yeah, 27. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you what?
All things.
Then what is the point of me here? Let's stop and party. You got it? I mean, the functionality is, you notice why Peter only wrote two epistles? John 3. They didn't need to teach you. They were just giving you directions of what was happening. The anointing taught them everything. written on their hearts. Hebrews 8. Got it? But you don't have that. So you know what Paul says? Go to 2 Timothy.
Well, the people that are left behind have the same option?
Well, depends on if they've heard the gospel and rejected it or not. You know, those people, oh, that's another thing I want to go over. Oh, Andy's not here. This was kind of for Andy.
I don't know.
Maybe they're watching.
Oh, Andy, are you guys watching over there? I kind of planned this for. Hey, I can fix the milk, but I can't make you show up to eat it. 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Verse 15.
No, I'm going to do verse 2 if that's okay. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to do what?
Teach you.
But he told them not let any man teach you.
Oh my goodness. That is so different.
1 John 2:27 ought to go right there. Amen.
You better believe it.
Verse 7. You want to get the truth out of this Bible? Verse 7. Consider what I say. Mm-hmm. That's Romans 3, Philemon. And the Lord will give the understanding in what? Oh. Now, you know what? All of the Mennonites that have given all the debates and stuff, mm-hmm. if they can't understand that, then in 1 John 2:27 says that you need not that any man teach you. And God called me to teach faithful men who can teach others also. Something is very wrong with their understanding. You got it? This isn't difficult stuff. But what it does is it changes your whole Bible belief around. Because they want the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Well, I prayed about it and the Lord led me this way.
Oh my goodness.
Really? I know for a fact that we have to study to show ourselves approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And what we have to do is look, okay, what is the Holy Spirit function over here? What's the Holy Spirit function here? What's the Holy Spirit function here? And you start to go, well, they ain't the same. Mm-hmm. And yet I know many Christians, even at the conference, about puked. Well, I did puke quite a few times that weekend, but not over that. God isn't tugging on your life and leading you. Now, that's the Holy Spirit leading me. I doubt it. How do you know? Well, I felt like it was. I prayed about it. I'm saved. It must be the Holy Spirit. Hogwash. Why? I know the functionality here. I had this one guy come to me honestly. Honest engine. I'm telling you the truth. He said, I was getting on a helicopter. He was a helicopter pilot. And this other guy was going to fly him over to his helicopter. And he went to get in and he felt a tug on his shoulder. Turned around. Wasn't anybody there. And he said, the Holy Spirit said, don't get on that chopper. So he said, you know what, I'll catch you later. And he walked away. You like the extra dramatization I'm taking in this piece? And he said he knew he got saved because of that miracle. I said, well, what's the gospel? The same Holy Ghost that tapped him on the shoulder didn't even know the gospel.
That's funny.
Now, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, Satan can do all kinds of wonderful, mighty works.
You get a gut feeling every day.
Absolutely, you get a gut feeling. Yes.
Well, I can think of two instances where Paul uses that language, so you're saying it doesn't mean the same thing. For example, Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God.
No, I'm going to give you the leadership of what, in fact, that will probably be next Monday.
5:16.
Absolutely, we're going to get to those. Those are our next things. Well, not probably in this sermon, but in the next one.
8:26.
Well,
yeah,
but let me tell you, no tugging.
Right. But through prayer, the Spirit does make intercession.
The Spirit doesn't. Well, Christ does.
Right, but you understand what I'm saying? Like,
no, but that's important.
But it is a fine line. You know,
I'm going to give you the fine line. Yeah. I'm going to. This is my object. I'm going to define the line.
It's a different functionality.
It is a different functionality, and what it is doing and how it does it is uniquely different, and that's what we're going to get to. I mean, ultimately, Abe will get all the mystical stuff out. And if that's what you want, we'll clarify that. It's going to take me a couple weeks. I figure we'll get five, maybe six little... Well, we do. I figure these are two messages. You know, it'll be about 3 weeks. So, by the time we're done, if you don't get it, go study your Bible. What was I thinking of? Oh, the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit didn't know the gospel. Show me one example of the Holy Spirit functioning in a lost person. Yet, that's what he was trying to convince, because he felt the emotion. Or what you said, that stomach dealing. I wouldn't go by that. Maybe indigestion. I'm not joking, boys and girls. Don't trust your feelings. You know what my job is? Is to get you to trust this book. This is the book.
There is such a thing as like woman's intuition. Like, because women have...
It has nothing to do with... Yes.
Yes. It's just a natural thing.
I do believe in intuition. I believe that there is intuitions and things, and they may be even demoniac, but you definitely do get those.
Yeah. You say they may be demoniac? What it's pertaining to.
What?
Like, does it depend what it's...
No, well, it has nothing... Your intuition has nothing to do with God. I had intuition before I got saved.
Yeah.
Yes. And your intuition would be what?
It's
part
instinct.
Of your spirit?
Is it instinct?
Soul.
It's inborn.
It would be a soulish thing.
Yeah.
Inborn soul. Instinct.
Right.
It may not be instinct. Intuition is feeling something beyond. But there again, you know, Satan can play with that. And get you to believe that more than you'll believe the Word of God.
That's right.
And you know that that ain't right. You understand? And I'm not saying there's intuition. I believe that guy had an intuition. But one thing I know, what is the Holy Spirit?
I am right.
The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You got it? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that? You say, well, he couldn't have gotten saved had he jumped on that plane. He'd have died with that other guy. Now or 6 months from now, you're fooling yourself. And God isn't sealing you onto that day that you get saved. It's once you're saved, you're sealed onto the day of redemption. Yes?
I was just pointing out going up, out of here.
Okay, that's profound. Thank you.
Bear, I didn't have one question.
Yes. Are you pointing up too? Because that's what he did. All right, if you raise your hand, use all fingers, because now I'm thinking everybody's wanting to go to heaven.
I hear you.
What? Yes?
All right, you touched on Ephesians 4, verse 30, where it talks about, or by ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Yes.
I also wonder what it talks about that in the beginning of that verse, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. What is he talking about?
Well, you can grieve it. Well, how? Well, by going against the Word of God?
Yeah.
Well, look at what the surrounding verses talk about here. Yeah. And it brings in that, because... And then in the end it says, because the Spirit is the one that seals you, so don't grieve that.
That's right. That's the thing that is...
Around that earth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Where was I going?
Look at the action of the man.
Huh?
You threw the story about the guy.
Yeah, I finished the story of the guy. Do you all understand how I know that that isn't the Holy Ghost? And it isn't that I doubt it even happened. I'm not doubting it happened. I just know it's not the Holy Ghost.
You did ask a question, did any unbeliever in the gospel ever have the Holy Spirit? What do you think about Judas?
He didn't have the Holy Ghost, but he had some power that was given from on high. Yeah. But even there, this transfer was definitely there. So, all right. Huh? Absolutely. John 6:60-70 or whatever it is. All right, let's talk back about the Holy Spirit again. Go back to Matthew. Well, go to Mark. Matthew, Mark. Gosh, these pages are sticking together for some reason.
Is that a new Bible? Your new Bible?
It may be the new man. I don't know what's causing them. Mark 16. In Mark 16, y'all stay focused here because when you guys talk, they can hear you on the internet and they can't really hear you. So let's keep it down because there are people watching too that's trying to get it as well. So we want to make sure they get it. Verse 15, not that you guys can't talk because I've heard you guys talk. Verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. And by the way, that's not the gospel of the dispensation of grace. It's not the gospel of grace. It's not that Christ died for your sins. It's the kingdom gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And by the way, he didn't say they would take up serpents, they would bite them, and they would heal eventually. Paul got bit, shook it off into the fire, and never got swollen once, never got nauseous, never got bothered. Not even a sign.
It shall not hurt them.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it won't even make them sick. It will not hurt them. Could, who was the guy, Tom?
Bill.
Tom. Had Tom really had the Holy Ghost and he to drink that, what would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing. If he really had the Holy Ghost. No, I'm talking about, I'm making an artificial statement. He doesn't have the Holy Ghost and we don't have this functionality. You know what I would recommend? Stay away from poison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Snake.
Why did Paul have it?
What?
Why did Paul have it?
What?
This.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting to that. Just hang tight. That's my next verse. You guys are a little anxious. Good. You're thinking logically at least. I'm going to show you, Rosita. So they take up certain, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover, if they have enough faith.
Nope.
No, that's how they read it.
I don't.
And on and on. Now, these people did miracles, wonders, and signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is Rosita's question. And the answer. Wow. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You are starting to become a Bible student. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, for the Jews require a sign. So why did Paul do miracles and all that?
He was a Jew.
He was, that first part of the ministry was to the who?
Jews.
And what do they require?
Signs. So the time when the snake bit him, was that?
Yes. Yes.
I knew the story. I couldn't
have told you. During that period.
Well, and that's very, very important. But after the end of the book of Acts, somewhere around 28, 28, God quit doing miracles.
So was Paul no longer filled with the Holy Ghost in that sense?
The functionality faded.
Okay.
And I know that it was already starting to happen. Look in 2 Corinthians. Hold on to this. Get two passages. Get John 14. Ooh, this is good for my mind. This is a mental workout. It would be a whole lot easier with notes, boys and girls. But then you can't strengthen that inner man. You become a crutch thing. John 14 and 2 Corinthians 12. Go to John 14 first. Are you having a good time, Miss Hampton? He is having a good time, too.
She's slaving the spirit.
Is my wife cute or what? The bitch ain't that easy. In Romans chapter 14,
John,
that's what I meant. John 14, thank you. Boy, just quick to jump on me. I remember when you couldn't even find John. No.
Yeah.
I'm the only book we could find. You know what? I am really proud of this class and the growth it had. But don't think you're there yet. No, you got a crappy teacher, but I appreciate that. But that book is amazing, isn't it? It is amazing. It never stops. This stuff is so good. John 14, verse 12. Functionality of the Holy Spirit. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, everybody, that will I do. You know why? They have the function and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. You got it? How many here has asked something in Jesus' name and it didn't happen? Amen. We all have. Unanswered prayer. He said they would all be answered. That's strange. Man, I prayed over my little dead son's body. If I could have got him up off that highway, I'd have done it.
Just spent 7 hours.
I promise you. I prayed. It was gut-wrenching prayer. And nothing happened. And if I'd have thought John 14 was to me, listen to me. I felt ripped off. You know what I thought? I would have thought God is a liar. But because I rightly divided, I knew God was okay with him dying. Little 9-year-old boy, help us. I'd have picked him up and put him back together. You guys don't even know how fast I'd have done that. No capacity. Couldn't lay my hands on him. Would have. Dan, I heard you lost a son too or something. No, someone else. I thought they said it was you. Man, listen, let me tell you what. You lose it, I'd have done anything to put it up. And I'd have gone to this verse if I'd have been confused. And I'd have blamed God and it may have even stopped me from getting saved. But because I knew the truth, there was another comfort in my heart. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to start in verse 11. Verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth me to be. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of revelation that was given unto me, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me, and the Lord didn't let it depart. So he didn't do John 14, verse 12 for Brother Paul. He let old Brother Paul hang out there. You know what he let Brother Barry do? Hang out there. Got it? He didn't answer my prayer. There have been lots of prayers I prayed didn't answer. There are prayers that he did answer. But in John 14, whatever you ask, I will do it. And he says it twice. It isn't a mistake. What's wrong with you, Brother Paul? All the other apostles, they could get rid of their problem, just pray about it, boom, it's done. And look what he says. Even though he knows, he's explaining this story, because look what he says in verse 12. For truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Didn't he do miracles? Yet, even now, he can't get something fixed. You know why? It's going bye-bye. That functionality of the Holy Ghost is leaving the church. Why? The Jews aren't believing and it's slowly going away. Until finally, it's not necessary anymore.
12 verse 7.
You got it?
What was that last scripture?
12 verse 7.
No, I went down to 12:12. See, he could do miracles and wonders, but all of a sudden now on his own, he knows it's happening. It's slowly declining out, and he knows he gets to the end. And look what he tells Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 5. Functionality of the Holy Ghost. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22, lay hands suddenly on no man. Well, Benny Hinn, you're in trouble, brother.
22.
1 Timothy
5, 22. Well, that used to be a big deal if somebody was sick in their church, anointing them with oil and lay hands on them.
Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thy often infirmities. Hey, listen to me. If it's a real bad infirmity, it takes a lot of wine. No, I'm joking. Dan, are you having fun? This is better than a poke in the eye, isn't it? Y'all understand? He couldn't heal Timothy anymore. The functionality had gone. Why? The gospel has now gone straight to Gentiles, and even if Jews want to get saved, they have to become like what? Gentiles. Functionality of the Holy Ghost. That's why in the beginning part, you see Paul speaking in tongues. You see Paul doing miracles. He had the functionality they had. They wouldn't even believe he was saved if they didn't have that. But at the end of those books, I'll go to Acts 28. This is where it happens. Do all the Mennonites have ADD? I was just joking. You guys would have been tough class in when you were this tall. Hi, Mia. Come here
to your daddy. Come here.
He's got insurance.
That's how you get parasites.
Not from that dog.
Brother. That's why you're sick.
You might get it from some woman, but you wouldn't get it from that dog.
Talking dog.
Listen, this dog gets treated and vitamized and boo-boos and all by that woman over there, which is an expert.
Does it get a blood?
I think he got that.
Oh, it gets anything it wants at our house.
I was good enough.
Acts chapter 28, verse 17. Hey, baby, I love you too.
I don't think she was triggered by the baby.
She never had a swift kid.
This is how my kids were. They hang out at my feet while I preach and fall asleep. In Acts chapter 28, verse 17, and it came to pass that after these, after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. Basically giving them one last chance.
Yeah.
And when they were come together, he said unto them, and he gave them, you know, I have nothing to give my thing. Verse, you know, well, let me just read it. I was going to give you the synopsis, but by the time I finished stuttering, I could have got it done. And when they were come together, he said unto them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or the custom of our fathers, yet was I delivered. And by the way, it was Acts chapter 21 through the end of the chapter. If you want to mark that.
When this happened?
Yeah.
22.
Right. 22 verse 21. And when they examined me, would have let me go because they there was no cause of death in me, but when the Jews spake against it. And what they were trying to do was get rid of the messenger. I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I have aught to accuse my nation of. Now watch this. For this cause, therefore have I called you, to see you, to speak with you. Now this is it. Watch it, boys and girls. Because the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. Who was he bound for?
We are the hope of Israel.
That's right. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
He's talking about the Gentiles.
Ephesians what?
3,
Gentiles
verse 1.
The
turn there. That's good stuff, boys and girls. Ephesians 3, verse 1. For this cause I call the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, the ones outside the covenant. Go back to Acts chapter 28.
They were stoning him because he went to the Gentiles.
The far hence Gentiles. He didn't get stoned just because he said the first Gentiles.
Those that were without hope.
That's exactly right. Verse 20, Acts 28:20. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you, to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. I would put Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 right there in my Bible. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a map. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is now it's a Gentile church. Mm-hmm. Look at verse 28. Acts 28:28. Be it known unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles.
And they will hear it.
And they will hear it.
Not all.
At that point, at the end of Acts, guess what happens? All the functionality of the signs that were there before
ceased.
Thus, it doesn't function like it does or like it did in time past. Now, I want to stop here tonight only because the other part of this is too much to put in the little time I have left.
Right.
And I would feel like I was doing it injustice. But I want you to understand up to this point, well, I want to rant a little bit. Well, go to John 6, verse 63, so I can start my rant. How many company we have online? Anybody?
Thirteen.
Yeah. Good. John 6. I'm going to get something to drink. Alright, just in case I faint. Here's the thing. If I do faint, listen very carefully. Girls start first. Give me CPR, do whatever you can do. All of it seems like it might help. But guys, after about 2.5 minutes, if they're not doing anything, throw them off and do what you can.
That's why you brought your car.
Do whatever you can do. John 6. No, don't let Brenda. Let's start with younger and go up. I mean, if I'm going to die, you know, it's not a big deal. No tongue or anything, okay, ladies? No, I'm kidding. John 6.
He must not be too sick.
No, I just want to die happy. No, I'm not really worried about dying.
Half our viewers. If you need CPR, you won't know who's doing it.
Huh?
If you need CPR, you won't know who's doing it.
That's
right.
You're most likely to be passed out, so you can't cut out that line.
I'm going to
do it closest.
Oh, boy. I will never die. Verse 63. John 6:63, and we've got to spend a little time in John, too. John 14 a little bit more, and John 6 and all that. It is the Spirit that quickens. Are you bored? This is what we do every Monday night. Well, I found out she wasn't really watching me. She turned on the computer and then go do her deal.
Oh.
You know? And I said, well, did you hear them say that? No. That was in the middle. Then I started trying some of the... 663. Now watch this. Watch this. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth what?
Nothing.
Boy, you ought to get that line stuffed in some people's faces. Huh? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are
light.
This is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This is God. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to know anything about Him and the Spirit? It's these words. Rightly divided. Thus, the functionality, that's why Paul told you to consider what I say, and the Lord will give the understanding in what? And we can tell whether you're going home and studying. It comes out your mouth.
That's right.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that part of the Holy Spirit and the Comforter and John 14 stuff a little bit, and probably bring in the Lord's Supper into this. Okay? I'm not a wafer drinking person. I believe we're having the closest... listen to me very carefully, and I mean this reverently. We're having the closest communion we'll ever have with the Lord Jesus Christ right now.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so far the difference. Let me go over. Over here, the Holy Spirit does the baptism. Over here, Christ is the baptizer. Over here, the baptism puts you into one body. The Savior, the one body, puts you into the Holy Ghost.
Simple. There you go.
Did the Holy Ghost tell you that?
No, I saw it.
Over here in the body of Christ in Romans 2 Philemon, were these first believers who had the Holy Ghost, were they sealed? Everybody that is in
the body of Christ
is sealed. Even though they had tongues and signs. Okay? They're sealed. Over here, were these people sealed?
No.
We saw that in Ananias, and we read it in Hebrews chapter 6. Over here, it's the earnest of our inheritance. We're guaranteed. That's why we're not to quench it. It's the guarantee. How do I know? You know how I know I'm not going to lose it? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the Holy Ghost told me that. You got it? Why? It's the book. Over here, these people, they didn't have to take thought for what they should speak. These people over here didn't have to take thought. Whatever the functionality, it taught. Over here, they have a teaching Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. Guess what? Over here we need
teachers.
And you know what? He warns you that some of these teachers may be given to people with itching ears.
Yeah.
So you can't just go by every teacher. You got to compare it with the book.
That's right. Even
better. Listen, everybody. Listen, I'm not joking about this. This isn't, guys. Listen, the devil is playing for keeps, guys.
Yeah.
This football game at the end of it is going to be the score. It's going to be done.
That's right.
And to me, you know, people walk around like, oh, you know, and I want to have fun. I'm as fun as anybody you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. Maybe funner than some.
Yeah.
That was for Mike. Those Wisconsin people hate me to say funner. Anyway, over here, God called teachers. And my job is to teach. And you're not supposed to take my word. You're supposed to take it back tonight and study it out and think about it, take some notes. And wow, man, that was something. I may not agree with all of it. That's okay. You can be wrong if you like, but let's study it out. And I guarantee you that what I taught you up to this point, there ain't much incorrect. Now, we're going to get into the little function that you were talking about earlier. With I was going to bring it in with the prayer, but I think it's going to make... It'll be too small, so we'll just add it in next time. Any question?
Shafin asked you on the... When Stephen said, "Commit not these sins to the charge," whatever.
Yeah.
Was he remitting sins like the Holy Ghost gave them power to there or not? Did you think more about this?
Yeah, I did. I haven't come to a conclusion, but I would say probably did. You know, I mean, they definitely had the Holy Ghost. He had the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost, and it wasn't him speaking. You know what I'm saying?
So he actually had the right to do.
Oh, yes. They absolutely have the right. And that's what's so... I mean, none of this that is being taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is really true. You go to churches after churches after churches.
We did that for them.
That's unreal.
But hey, let me ask you a question. Did that guarantee them eternal life?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So don't credit those sins against them.
I didn't look at John 6:66.
Jesus Christ, time, Father, forgive them for they know not.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it didn't mean
everybody. Well, and it didn't mean everybody, and Stephen wasn't meaning everybody either. It was those people that were killing them. But the realization is it's a lot more.
I mean, if Jesus can't get an answer,
no, exactly. Amen. Ultimately, their sins are taken away at the second coming. Even if they were remitted. By the way, hey guys, pay attention. Remission does not mean forgiveness.
Okay.
So that's the thing you got to keep in your mind. It didn't cause them effect. Yes?
If they were stoning Stephen and he was calling upon the Holy Ghost, so wouldn't they have been blaspheming the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
No forgiveness for that.
That is true.
He couldn't have been remitting their sins.
Well, there were some there that were obviously not Paul did it ignorantly. He was one. And things like that. But you got to remember, they had that ability out of John 20:21. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody down there that preached. And I don't know if he misunderstood me or I misunderstood him. I asked him that same question.
Yeah.
He was the one that actually had brought that up when it crossed my mind. And I asked him if that's what Stephen was doing. And, you know, we kind of got into, I guess, Paul blaspheming there. And he said the only way you can blaspheme is if you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
No, that's not true. No.
Now, maybe I misunderstood.
Matthew chapter 12 is clear that that's not the case.
He said you could reject it and go against it, but the only way you can actually blaspheme it is if you're filled with it. And then I was like, well, then where did Paul blaspheme?
Yeah, Paul did. That was where Paul blasphemed. Paul hadn't blasphemed up to that point, and the realization is that that guy, I don't know where he got his information. That's incorrect.
Well,
if he'd have had the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
and he blasphemed according to Hebrews chapter 6, could he ever renew himself?
No.
In this world or in that world to come? And the answer is no. No way could he have done it. 1 Timothy. No way.
I might have misunderstood that.
Well, maybe. I don't know anybody that would have thought he'd blasphemed before that. He would have been a goner just like Ananias and Sapphira. But because he did do that, he couldn't get saved in that kingdom message anymore either.
Maybe he was.
So without grace, he wouldn't have gotten saved. And that's the whole point of being a chief sinner. That's what made him chief sinner.
Maybe he meant that in order to blaspheme, somebody had to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Like Stephen was.
Oh, yeah, now that's true.
That is true. Because when I got to him, I was like.
Yeah, you may have missed. I can't answer for another man's words. But I most of the men I know there, I doubt they would believe that. You know, just knowing them and knowing how they study.
Well, I didn't think.
But listen, let me tell you, that's the other thing. Listen, you're not to believe everybody there just because they showed up. You're going to take it back to the Word of God and try it. All right, let's break and think. You asked a question on the who is 830? Text me your name because I area code 830. I didn't know who that was. He asked a good question. Oh, yeah, we'll get the girls to sing. Can y'all?
And boys.
Girls and boys, I'll sit down though. He said, if the gift ceased when that which was perfect came. And that was Acts 28. No, I didn't say that was perfect. The Word of God wasn't fulfilled. In Acts 28, it was when Paul wrote his letter. But all that stuff started ceasing when Jews lost their preeminence. I hope that made sense. Text me your name so I know, because it came up a number, but it didn't come up a thing. And I'd like to at least know who I'm talking to so I can help you.
Please do not plead guilty.
Yeah, or Nia. All right, girls, come on up here and sing a song. Now, don't take long. Hey, guys, don't take long because people are doing that. And then I can steal a seat very quickly.
Go for it. You can have mine.
You have a songbook we could use.
There are some.
Where are the blue ones?
There, I threw the four.
There you go. Set them down.
All right, come on, Roxy, come on. Curtis, come on. Lisa.
That's what he always thinks.
We can. Don't ever sing anymore.
Well, you should. It's really wonderful.
I know, but.
All right, well, go up there and practice. Guys, come on, let's go. Hey, Rosita, come on, guys. You can put your pins up later. Let's get up there.
Don't line up so we can hear you.
Can you bring in a little bit of that? All right.
She's preaching this.
How about Amazing Grace?
Yeah, do Amazing Grace. That's simple enough.
Well, that one girl. First, kind of rough looking.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
Thanks, Brent.
I'll take it.
Get up there and help. I don't even know what they're singing.
Well, you know
what they're singing. Oh, is that what they're singing? Mom, hey, Miss Gary, get up there, huh?